Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. But for now, though, this business of Whiskey Masterclass is brought to you by Whiskey Live 2025. Get your tickets now on whiskeylive.co.za.
Kaya Biz.
If you've been listening to Kaya Biz by now, you know that we find a business story in everything. And as we lead up to the Whiskey Live Experience 2025, it is taking place on November 13th to the 15th next week at the Galleria in Sandton. We've been bringing you a wide array of conversations with leaders within the whiskey and beverage environment to help us understand more of the business side of whiskey. From understanding the brands, how it is that they reach and speak to us as consumers, the experiences that they allow us to feel, and of course, everything from how they produce their goods, even down to the packaging. Tonight, though, we speak to someone who's played a critical role in enhancing the experience that we have as consumers in Southern Africa and the continent at large for Moët Hennessy. Benedict Siotula is the marketing executive for Moët Hennessy, joining us tonight to share more of his perspective around how the brand is leveraging South Africa's growing appreciation for premium whiskey and, of course, even some of their spirits and champagne. Before I introduce him and start up with this conversation, I just want to briefly remind you that Moët Hennessy actually has a number of brands under its umbrella. Moët & Chandon, Veuve Clicquot, Belvedere, that's on the spirits and champagne side, but of course also the likes of Glenmorangie when it comes to their whiskies, and Hennessy as a cognac. Remember this, because it just might come up in a question for you to win tickets to the Whiskey Live event taking place next week. But Mr. Siotula, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Gugu, thank you for your time and extended greetings to the Kaya community.
Fantastic. The Kaya community will probably want to be friends with you by the end of this conversation, right? And I can imagine that's been your that's been your experience the last year, given being the managing marketing executive for Moët Hennessy. And maybe let's just start there, right? This is a wide range of brands that many of us are familiar with, you know, synonymous with luxury, experience, cultural heritage, and just the sense of appreciation and a quality experience. But for those who aren't familiar with the brands that you represent right across the spectrum, but more so from a whiskey point of view, tell us more about the differentiating factor about some of these brands.
So we have a range of whiskies, but I think the two that maybe are worth talking about that show the extent of the polar ends in which we play when we talk whiskey at Moët Hennessy would be Ardbeg on the one end, which is a smoky sort of peated whiskey, very much for the connoisseur. Very well aged. It has its specific sort of audience that love the type of whiskey. But on the other end is a whiskey that I think is extremely exciting, a whiskey that is very, very approachable in a world of whiskey that is sometimes received as pretentious, and that is Glenmorangie. These two whiskeys on the far on either end in many ways display just how wide a range we have within this specific category. And that's not even talking about the rest of our portfolio, as you mentioned.
A wider range of portfolio that it sits in your portfolio regarding spirits and champagne. I guess when it comes to, you know, the experience of whiskey and its growth and its development, many of us aren't necessarily familiar with Glenmorangie in terms of the business side behind the scenes. But, you know, for many, before they get to enjoy it, whether on the rocks or just as a beverage, you know, talk to us about, you know, the economic dynamics behind producing such a whiskey.
So look, I don't know if I'm going to give this answer correct all the way. But I think just to maybe place what Glenmorangie is in the greater scope of the whiskey world, this is a whiskey that's been in existence since 1843. That's in excess of 180 years of making good old Scottish Highlands whiskey, and a whiskey that is available pretty much on every continent on earth, just about every other country. It's a whiskey that South Africans, strangely enough, have loved for a very long time. I think, like anything that exists in the world of branding, in the world of FMCG, in a sense, it goes through its ups and downs. And I think there's a resurgence now. We're putting back a lot of more energy of reminding perhaps a newer audience of a product that has been loved for years, well awarded over the years too. I don't know if that sort of places it in, in the world that you're asking me about.
Sure. It, as you said, it does speak to the, you know, economics of it. And I know you don't necessarily have the full details on, you know, packaging, sourcing, the refining process, and of course, the production of this particular whiskey. But that's what we'll learn about more at the Whiskey Live Festival. But one thing you did touch on is the experience. And typically, this is where you as a marketing executive come into play to actually help influence us as consumers to understand the different experiences that we have with brands. How is this position for Glenmorangie, and what can visitors to the Whiskey Live experience expect?
The biggest thing with Glenmorangie that we're continuously trying to do is, in a world where whiskey is sometimes seen as pretentious, we've created what we feel is an accessible whiskey. A lot of our advertising, a lot of our communication is centered in what most people would probably finalize or sign off as dry humor. It's done in this sense because there's a lot of production knowledge that's gone into creating a smooth liquid that is made for consumers, both connoisseurs and newcomers. So our view in inviting people to come out and visit our stand and talk to the staff that we have on the day is really to introduce them to something that doesn't require the deep language, the refined and honey and whiskey, vanilla. No, literally walk over, have a taste, understand how it's made, yes, but feel the liquid and understand its smoothness and engage it like you would engage your favorite drink. This is what we hope to achieve on the day.
And I think this is important because it does speak to, you know, how it is that you get to engage with many of your customers, and as well as sharing a message with your regarding your brands. And often this is underscored by storytelling. Is there a story that's relevant to Glenmorangie as a fine Scottish whiskey in South Africa, especially given the nuances that we have in the South African market? You know, who is the average whiskey consumer? What do they like? And how has that shifted as well over some time?
So whiskey is going through a bit of a resurgence, if I may. There's an increasing younger audience that is not as steeped in cognac, but is willing to try brown spirits, if you may, and this in a sense is whiskey. What's very special about Glenmorangie that is a story that is not told as much is Glenmorangie has the tallest stills for making whiskey. They're actually as tall as a giraffe. What then transpires in the making of the whiskey from these stills is that it creates the smoothest liquid. And it's not something that I'm saying from a branding perspective. It's well awarded times and times over everywhere in the world for the specific thing. Over and above that, we are working with probably one of the best and most well-known creatives within the whiskey world, Dr. Bill Lumsett. And from his many creations over time, we've got what we call a tale off. And this is a series that's now in its sixth edition. If you come out to our stand, you would be able to taste the latest offering in the series. We call it a tale of spice. What's interesting about a tale of spice, again, is the infusion of spice into whiskey making and what it does from a taste profile in playing around in your with your taste buds and how it mixes with various chocolates, food and things of that sort. The team is more than capable of taking you through a very solid and romantic to a certain degree story around why it is you would enjoy such. In another world, you would call it a confusion, but the merger of two worlds, spice and whiskey, to create this very vibrant drink. So this is one of many things that we have on offer on the day that are a story in themselves worth unpacking.
Got you. Well, we're looking forward to it. And of course, some of our listeners will be making their way to the Whiskey Live 2025 and experiencing this story so much more personally. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Benedict. And we're looking forward to hearing and seeing more of your work at Moët Hennessy.
Thank you, Cook. Really, really appreciate the time. Just an invite for everyone to come and visit the Glenmorangie stand, engage with us, have a taste, maybe buy a bottle or two. And let's engage further. in person.
Definitely. Benedict Siotula, the marketing executive for Moët Hennessy, joining us today to tell us more about how Moët Hennessy, it is home to several luxury brands, especially within the consumable segment. As we mentioned, a number of brands that Glenmorangie, though, will be featured at the Whiskey Life Festival. And maybe a simple question to make sure that you can get to Whiskey Life 2025 taking place next week. Tell us about the name of the new variation and the story that we'll be hearing regarding Glenmorangie. Hint, hint, it has to do with spice. We'll ask you that and give you feedback. So again, if you love whiskey as well as the home of single malts to global brands, don't miss the Whiskey Live 2025. Experience it from November 13th to 15th at the Galleria in Sandton. Get your tickets online at whiskeylive.co.za. But do remember to respond to that question. Share your voice notes with us on 063-688. As you heard Benedict mentioning, the Glenmorangie, a tale of spices, being a new feature there. So answer our question. We just gave you a hint. To celebrate a 23-year rich history, Whiskey Live is partnering with Kaya 959 to bring you an immersive journey into the world of whiskey. The Whiskey Live 2025 Festival comes to you from the elegant Galleria in Sandton, Thursday the 13th to Saturday the 15th of November, showcasing over 200 different whiskies, masterclasses from the finest distillers, and a premium experience from the VIP lounge. It's an event not to be missed. Get your tickets now at Ticket Pro before they sell out. Discover the mastery. The Whiskey Live 2025 in partnership with Kaya 959, not for persons under 18.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.